Merrill waits, infield double play depth, and the pitch is hit in deep center field, and Mitchell's going to go back and watch this baby sail. It's gone. And the Padres take the lead on a two-run home run to the deepest part of the ballpark by Jackson Merrill. Turns this game around with one swing of his bat.
Didn't sound like Josh thought that had a chance to stay in the yard.
This baby's gone.
And that was all she wrote. Brewers lose to the Padres 3-2, same two teams this evening as we bring you Brewers 360, sponsored by Potawatomi Sportsbook, Ridgetop, and Cannon and Dunphy. Joined this morning by Brewers Emeritus, Jerry Augustine. Morning, Augie. You like that title?
Good morning, guys. Good morning, guys. How you doing? That's pretty neat.
Hey, man, these are late games, so a lot of folks don't have a chance to see some of the things that happen. I don't know what you saw or what you heard about how the Brewers sort of managed this one. We ran some sound for manager Pat Murphy saying, yeah, I kind of knew that Logan Henderson was out of gas, but I was out of options in the bullpen. This might be how we go through the next month and a half.
Well, you know, you got to look at what happened. August is the toughest month of the year, month of the season. And you look at what they've had. They've played 17 games in a row, two trips out to the West Coast, only two off days in the month. It's the toughest day of the season, toughest month, I should say, of the season. So they're getting towards the end of it. They got the two games with San Diego, then on to the Dodgers for four. So it'll be good to get it finished with this week. Get an off day or two next week, and then finish up the season.
Jerry Augustine is with us on Brewers 360 this morning. Augie, what take us inside a guy who's a veteran, like a Yelich, like a Contreras, who's just not hitting. Like they know they can. The more they press, you know, sometimes the worse it gets. Like, what's right. that like to be in that, and how do you battle out of it?
Well, you just got to go out and continue your working. You know it's there. You know that. You know. Someone's going to make a mistake, and you're going to be able to take advantage of it. Like, yeah, he hit the home run last night. He got a pitch over the middle of play where he could hit, and he drove the ball out of the ballpark the opposite way. That was really good to see. I think one thing we see with players is you're going to have ups and downs when you go through certain parts of the season. No matter what you do, it just seems like you just can't get into sync, but you got to stay with it. And I think the one thing that Murph does a great job of is he keeps those guys in the games and he gets some rest when you need to. This is a tough part of the season. When you look out, they got 37 games, 19 are going to be tough against teams that are in the battle to get to the playoffs. You got 25, 19 of the last 25 are going to be inside the division. This is a long ways to go yet through the season. Murph understands that. So getting these guys rest, getting them opportunities just to sit back and see what's going on, they're going to come through. The big thing is now, let's get through these next few games against the Dodgers and the Padres, get that day's rest, and then head into September on the right foot.
How do relievers, Augie, go through their process? Obviously, we knew that some of their main arms were, they had pitched a couple of days in a row, they were cashed, so they couldn't use them last night, but does a reliever usually tell the coaches, or is that all done analytically? Do they say, like, hey, no, I can give you I can go today if you need me, or is it not even, they don't even ask because they know these guys want to pitch?
It's a combination. It's a combination of what their game plan is. I think the one thing the Brewers do better than anybody in baseball, because you look at what they have on the pitching staff, you know, that great young pitching staff that they do have with Miz and Harrison and that group, but they have the best two closers in all of baseball, the best 1-2 punch in Uribe and McGill. But it's how you use these guys and how much you want to use them. You don't want to overwork them. And I think sometimes it's just not what we don't see from a fan side of it. These guys sometimes have to get up and they have to get loose. Well, that's actually like going into the ball game. So they really watch it analytically, both talking with the players and making sure that they're going through their routine each and every day. And by that routine, they set up their program of how they want to go about a series or a week or a month and how they want to do it. And that's so important, especially now when you get into tough days of August and head into September.
Jerry Augustine is with us on Brewers 360. Hey, Augie, when you're out on the West Coast, I mean, I know these are young guys and they're used to traveling and doing that stuff, but when you have a 9:10 first pitch Central Time, does that mess with you at all?
Well, you know, they say it doesn't and you don't feel it does. But it does. I don't know if I put that correctly, but, you know, just going out, your routine changes. I think you have a certain routine when you're at home, you go through it, and you're in that routine. But, you know, like this club, they were out west, and they played out west with the California Angels. They came home for a week, and now they're right back out there. I think that really is a, it will change the routine more than anything. And, you know, now when you go in, you got to play the, you're playing the San Diego Padres, you're playing the Dodgers. These two teams are going for a possible playoff berth. So, you know, some of the best teams in all of baseball. So it does change your routine, and it does have a little bit of an effect on you. But still, getting through these next five or six games that they have to get out, getting back home and getting into a regular routine where you're going to be more in the Midwest, which is really going to help this ball club.
Well, it'll be an 8:40 first pitch against the Padres tonight. Jerry Augustine, Brewers Emeritus, with us on Brewers 360 this morning. Great to talk to you, Augie.
Great being with you guys.
Take care, my friend. You know, we talk about daylight saving time. Talk about how we want to change that. We want to change the entire country's clocks because of 1 hour twice a year.
Here we send these guys back and
they're
forth.
Fine. They're on the West Coast. First pitch at 9:10.
Why aren't they hitting?
Forget about it.